Joining the Red River Farm Network, a part of the Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, is Matt Carlson of Plainview Seed and Agronomy. And Matt, first, let's spin back a couple months and talk planting, because anybody who has been staying in tune with the weather knows that Jamestown, Pingree, Buchanan area really just was inundated with rain during planting. What were conditions like? What crops got planted? What crops maybe didn't get planted?
So yeah, I would say a lot of the crop planting started about the middle of May for us. A lot of wet conditions, a lot of getting stuck. There was some small grains. The corn planting was down maybe 80 to 90% on most farms. So I'd say 10 to 20% did get planted. Beans were down as well. I would say it's about 80%. So it's not down 80%. It's down about 20%. There was some small grains as well. Most of the stuff had an okay start, but a lot of it was mudded in, and then went from being extremely muddy to all of June kind of turned hot and dry, and any later stuff that was planted in drier soil didn't come up. So I would say a lot of areas have some gaps in some fields. If there was some weed areas or whatnot, the beans didn't come up in those spots. And then the weather switched again, and then we started catching some rain. So the stuff that is planted now, the wheat, corn, and beans look pretty good. Some small grains getting taken off now. Anything that had some lighter soil, the yields are very poor in those areas. I would say anywhere from 30 to 55 bushel will cover a lot of the areas as far as the small grain yields. But any fields that are predominantly poor, I'm hearing the protein's higher than the yield, and that's usually not a good thing. So, and we've seen a little bit of that on our own farm. We have one field that's had some lighter ground, and the yield goes from 6 bushel to 60. So it just depended on how the soil was this year and how it handled the stress during that time. Corn, as far as that goes, the corn looks excellent. I think this could be one of our better corn years for what did get planted. We looked at our plot north of Jamestown, and the 78 day was right at black layer already, and that was about the only thing that black layered last year with the early blizzard in October. But pulled a lot of the milk lines down on a lot of the even later maturities. You get into the 94 day stuff, and but the crops look excellent. So as far as the soybeans go too, the soybeans look really good too. The planting is definitely down on those, but what's there, it could be a lot of 40, 50 bushel beans, and for our area, that's pretty darn good.
Really a complete turnaround from last year is what we're seeing?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the crops look amazing. The pod counts and stuff, if you go by that at all, I mean, it's exciting to see the crops that are out there, and we're even getting some hills and some different areas that are starting to turn color. So I think the beans and corn that were planted are going to be well above average.
Were there any challenges throughout the growing season with either disease or pest pressure?
The one that really snuck up on us this year was the water hemp. We haven't seen a whole lot of it, and we noticed a lot poking through around the 4th of July, and with the issues with dicamba this year, the Enlist package was kind of a good benefit to go to, where you could spray the Liberty and the Enlist one later in the season to help control it. But I foresee that being a bigger issue going forward in the future for us. I know we haven't had it as bad in the Red River Valley has, but in our area it's a rather new pest, and the kochia has been the number one, but I can foresee this one becoming worse in the future.
Certainly. And Matt, too, you talked a little bit about harvest expectations, but you know, how far off maybe are we from harvesting some of this early planted beans?
The earlier planted beans, I would say, you know, we got 3-4 weeks on a lot of it, so it'll be towards the end of September like usual. Corn is not, you know, depending on the maturity, that'll be the big thing this year. Everybody earlied up after combining in March last year. So I think the corn's going to be right behind it, if not during it. So it should, if the weather holds, it should be a quicker and earlier harvest this year than it has the past 2 years anyway. So.
And as we mention and talk about some of these Pioneer product lineups, what gets you excited for 2021 that you've been seeing this year?
We've got a couple new corn products that really caught my eye. We've got a new 85-day P85-88AM. That one looks really good, and probably the one that catches my eye the most is the P9211AM. It's a I've got a sand plot out west of Buchanan, and that one, you can tell a big difference between a lot of the other varieties, that it looks like it's got a pretty good drought package with it and some really good ear flex to handle the varying soils. And it's yielding right with one of our big products, 9492, that runs to the south more, but it's got a way earlier tasseling time than the 9492. So I think that one for us is going to move a lot farther north, where we could almost push it up to Carrington for somebody that has a dryer or whatnot. But that one I'm probably the most excited for. So, and on the bean side, we've got a whole Enlist lineup. Anybody that's in the Jamestown to Kensel area, we have a plot on the north side of Highway 9, and we're Highway 9 and 20 meet. And we've got our whole Enlist lineup from 01 all the way up to a 1.3 maturity, and the supply on our Enlist lineup looks very good.
So as we wrap up our conversation here, Matt, tell me a little bit about your guys' Pioneer seed business and agronomy services and the area that you service. Anything farmers might want to know about you?
Yeah, we handle all aspects of the farm, whether it's a rancher and you handle feed, or you want chemical fertilizer. We do some variable rate seed and fertilizer, and we have a floater business as well. And then, of course, the Pioneer side of things. We'll have new ownership going into 2021. JR and Tanis Perleberg will be the new owners going forward. And it's, yeah, I think it's going to be a good future going forward with Pioneer and everything that JR and Tanis will bring to the lineup as well.